Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Split Screen Podcast. My name is Shah Shahid, your host, and on this episode, we're comparing two movies, weird enough that we haven't even seen. I know it's strange, but that's kind of part of the issue. That's kind of part of what we'll be discussing today. That is the controversy surrounding these two movies, the fact that they're not available to see, well, at least one of them, but we'll be getting into that. The movies we're talking about is the Suresh Kundar directed Kriti, as well as the Anil Nupane directed Bob. Both movies came out this year. Samarpita Datta from BollyBrit.com returns for this episode as we share our thoughts and compare these two movies and discuss the controversy surrounding it, which is one of plagiarism in the Bollywood industry. So take a listen, enjoy. Let me know what you think of this episode. This is episode 18 of the Split Screen Podcast, the Kriti versus Bob plagiarism controversy, featuring Samarpita Datta. We're going to talk about the controversial story that broke, you know, I think approximately a week to 10 days ago, June 24th, I believe all this happened. So mm-hmm. I'm going to give a quick synopsis, if you will, mm-hmm. of the real life controversy that's unfolded recently.
Yep.
So Suresh Kundar, who is the famed director of movies like Janeman. What? Don't Sorry. Laugh. Listen, he's okay. he's a very good director who did whose debut movie was Janeman, which came out in 2006. I enjoyed the movie thoroughly. You can dismantle it later on. I thought it was very fun. It was very cool. He followed that up 6 years later with Joker, which was a travesty on the face of the earth, but more so, more importantly than his directorial credits. Suresh Kundar in Bollywood was an editor. He's edited movies. His career goes back to the year 2000. He's edited very big and very small movies. Things like Ye Raste Hai Pyar Ke. He did Aankhe in 2002. Calcutta Mail. Again, not big movies. You could say his more time in Bollywood came when his wife Farah Khan, who was a veteran choreographer in Bollywood, she started directing films with her best friend Shah Rukh Khan and that whole group of A-list Bollywood stars, starting with Main Hoon Na in 2004, which Suresh edited, and then Om Shanti Om, which he edited, Teesmar Khan, which he edited, and essentially he's now, I mean, obviously I'm not saying due to his marriage, but he is part of Bollywood that it can be considered mainstream A-list sort of group. So in 2000, in June 22nd of this year, so less than a month ago, Suresh Kundar surprised everyone with the release of a short movie called Kriti, starring Manoj Bajpayee, Radhika Apte, and Neha Sharma. The movie, I've reviewed it, it's on my website, blankpagebeatdown.com. It's a short 18-minute film. It's almost like a psychological thriller, and it is surprising. It's pretty decent, while not being an original idea. It was impressive to see this director, whose previous movies up until this point were lighthearted, borderline silly, ridiculous movies. Like I said, Joker was a piece of shit. Janeman, not a lot of people liked. One of the very few people that actually liked and enjoyed Janeman. Which, you know, it doesn't mean it was bad. It just means that everyone else is crazy. So it was weird to see this director do a movie like Kriti, which is very dark, which is very, you know, twisted. And again, in my review, if you read my review before the controversy broke, I was praising him a lot. Like I said, the idea wasn't really, you know, anything new. It's a psychological thriller. We've seen it many times in both Hollywood and Bollywood, that concept. But it was an interesting film from this director. Little did we know, literally, I believe, 2 days later, a controversy broke out. I believe on June 24th, I think 2 days after the movie came out, a filmmaker from Nepal called Anil Niupane came out in a Facebook post, and essentially, it's a long post, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll sum up and paraphrase. He essentially came out on, actually, June 23rd, a day after the Kriti movie came out, and essentially stated to the world that he is a Nepalese filmmaker who worked on a film called Bob, a short movie which he struggled to make due to financing, and it essentially went through a lot of obstacles to get his movie made. He finished the movie, he claims, in October 2015. He uploaded it on Vimeo as a private video to share with close friends in 2015. And it released on YouTube in May 12th, 2016. Again, roughly a month and a half before the release of Kriti. And he's essentially claiming that Kriti, Suresh Kunder's film, is a complete and blatant theft of his own Bob. Also a short film. So this obviously kickstarted a massive debate online, a massive controversy, if you will, about the fact that this A-list Bollywood filmmaker more or less plagiarized his movie from that of this small Nepalese filmmaker. Our original plan when we were doing this show was to watch both movies, and as is the premise of the Split Screen podcast, do a side-by-side comparison to try to, in our own way, determine, you know, the ultimate, you know, not verdict, we're not judge and jury and executioner, but essentially comment on what the similarities were and what do we think actually happened. Unfortunately, with this story developing, once this was all came to light and these accusations were kicked off by Anil Niupane, the Kriti, essentially, I'm not sure, again, I don't know the behind the scenes details of it all, but I believe Mr. Niupane did take some action, clearly, because Kriti was no longer available on YouTube, because these were short free movies that were released to the public. It was no longer available on YouTube. It was taken off, claiming copyright infringement, and the claim was by Anil Niupane, the Nepalese filmmaker. And then couple of days later, even Bob was removed from YouTube, claiming copyright infringement by the company that did Kriti, which, by the way, Kriti now is available on that company's own streaming movie website. However, Bob is not available to watch, download, stream anywhere online, as far as we've found, me or Sam have been able to find as of this recording. So unfortunately, according to our plans of wanting to watch both movies, we were unable to do so for these reasons. However, a lot of other people have seen the movies, both of them. They've compared them extensively. We have no choice, but we had to go based on one of these comparisons. These, you know, notes by another journalist. I'll link it in the show notes. But that's the controversy, folks. And I mean, the weird thing is, The Kriti team, Suresh Kunder, Manoj Bajpayee, the producers, they've all come out vehemently against these accusations on Twitter, on, you know, interviews and everything else. Farah Khan has been livid in her reactions. And essentially, and the weird thing is, I mean, first of all, before we get into the facts of the case, Sam, what do you think about this? What do you think this kind of story sets a precedence for in Bollywood? I mean, it's not a new thing, but what is your reaction to all this?
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's really hard to tell how much of it has actually been copied from either source until you actually watch both the films. My first thoughts when I watched Kriti, because we were going to do this anyway, was, oh, okay, well, you know, this is a good attempt by somebody who's, like you were just mentioning, who's a traditionally more of a lighthearted, like, comedy director to do something this dark. And I was, you know, I thought that was a good thing to do. And then when the controversy erupted, I was like, oh, well, what's going on. And then when I started reading more and more about it, because, you know, you went down that rabbit hole, and then
I
went down that rabbit hole as well.
Yeah. It happened,
and
folks. It happened.
It happened, folks. And I was like, wow. There is an article which Bolcha and I have read, which basically compares both films to one another and lists in bullet points the similarities between the two in terms of the storyline and the differences.
Yeah.
And if you read the similarities and you compare them both, you're like, that's incredibly similar. In my mind, I don't know, like, I'm not judging anybody, I'm not saying anything, but it's weird that somebody sitting in Mumbai would come up with something so similar to somebody in another country altogether. And the chances of them having known each other personally are practically zero, I think.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And the article that Sam's referring to, again, like I said, I'll put it in the show notes, but it's a good article as well. The writer has a similar reaction to me, where they watched the movie, they watched Kriti, they praised it, they loved it, and then kind of had to eat their own words because the controversy broke about it being not entirely original. Which was exactly my reaction. And again, I was so flummoxed by it. I actually went, I wrote immediately the day after my review went up, I wrote an article about this situation, about this controversy, in its early stages. Again, without having seen Bob, and I think it's a weird precedent, right? I mean, again, like I said, the movie itself, Kriti, the one I was able to watch, it's not the idea is by no means an original idea. The premise of the story, there are lots of movies you can just name off the top of your head that are exactly like this premise. The unique part was that, oh, it's by Suresh Kunder, who isn't associated with movies like this. Oh, it stars Manoj Bajpayee. Oh, it's a short movie that's 18 minutes and it's free on YouTube. Well, that's unique. These are the things that made this movie interesting, right?
And appealing.
It's what made it. It didn't follow the Bollywood model. It went completely, you know, against convention. You know, it was interesting, and we talked about it a little bit too in another show, where we briefly touched upon the fact that these sort of short film releases, hopefully these free releases, will maybe a platform for, you know, other leading talent, smaller talent from, you know, we talked about the Yash Raj's web series and stuff like that, and we talked about how, you know, this could lead to something really good for India as a whole, where, you know, actors or performers or talent who might not be given, you know, 20 crores to make a feature-length movie can have an opportunity to showcase their work and their talent on a smaller stage for free or whatever, you know, a couple of, you know, lakhs or something, and then maybe move on to bigger and better things. All of that, all of my hopes and dreams regarding that were dashed when it's like, oh, wait, the fuck did they do? I'm not going to be diplomatic. There's a lot of things with this story that doesn't reflect good on Kunder and his team. For example, now getting to the actual details and the facts of it all. Bob, so the filmmaker, the Nepalese filmmaker, claims that Bob was finished in 2015, October. That's what he claims. And that at that time, it was uploaded on Vimeo with, you know, and as a private video to share with friends and family. There's another article, another publication actually contacted Vimeo and asked them, because Suresh Kunder essentially accused Neil Niupane of changing the dates on Vimeo, the upload dates. A journalist, there was this one online publication that actually contacted Vimeo and asked them, is it possible to change the dates in your uploading times or whatever? Vimeo got back to them and said in a very diplomatic way that right now there is no feature like that allows you to change the dates. However, if this is an issue that you're reporting, we should look back and look into it and get back to you. Excuse me. I'm going to try to find that article. It was a very in-depth article. It was very nice. The other thing the article also had was, so right off the bat, Suresh Kunder and team said that they started making their movie in February of this year. They were shooting it in February. They finished it and they uploaded it in June. Anil Newpune put his film up a month before. So
yeah.
Suresh Kundar and Farah Khan's claim is that Anil Newpune somehow found out about Kriti being made in February, quickly put together a crew and whatever, and with a handy cam, shot this quick movie Bob and released it and beat them to the release, basically, is their claim. But the thing is, their own claim falls apart based on their own accusations, because Farah Khan stated in an interview with Midday that this is an original movie by Suresh Kundar. Suresh Kundar has been working on this, and he's been writing it for 3 years. Okay? So, first of all, that is really interesting to say, because I understand if you're, you know, someone in the film industry, you're busy, you've got multiple projects, you're a producer, you're an actor, you're a director, you're a writer, whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of people do various different things. You know, if you're an actor, you're doing one movie for 6 to 8 months at a time of shooting, then promoting.
Yeah.
You're a director, it's even longer. You're a producer, you've got multiple projects running around. You're a writer, same thing, right? Suresh Kundar hasn't done anything since 2012.
Yeah.
His IMDb credit shows he's done nothing. Like I mentioned, he was an editor prior to becoming a director. He's edited nothing since his flop in 2012, that was Joker. He's written nothing. He's directed nothing. So explain to me why a guy who's done nothing in 4 years takes him 3 years to write an 18-minute short film, which, again, like I keep saying, the premise isn't even an original premise. So that's the number one thing that makes me raise my eyebrow at their claims of what?
Yeah,
secondly,
that's when you were telling me about this just now. That's exactly what I thought. Like, I'm sorry, I know that Suresh Kundar runs in with the higher circles, but there is no way in hell he's, you know, a very sought after director. He's not somebody.
He's
who...
done nothing, Sam.
Exactly. He's
it's
done
not
nothing.
That he had one movie in between 2012 2016, which he was busy with. He's done nothing.
Like, and why would a filmmaker in Nepal want to outdo Suresh Kundar? You know what I mean? Like, what incentive would he have to outdo somebody who hasn't done anything for such a long time?
And I mean, it's also like, it's just, it's a preposterous thing. I mean, again, I haven't written movies. I don't claim to be a writer. I always say I'm an attempted writer, because I'm always attempting it. So it's not my place to kind of, you know, judge or critique anyone's creative process. But movies are conceptualized, announced, written, produced, and released in less than 3 years at times. So the claim that Suresh Kundar was writing this 18-minute short movie for 3 years, to me personally, seems preposterous. But when you move on to the other things too, their stories start falling apart. Because Anil Newpune, the filmmaker, of the director of Bob, has production notes, has storyboards, detailed storyboards of his movie, which, again, sure, for the sake of argument, you can say they've been faked, right?
Yeah.
You can fake them, you know, whatever, distrust the paper, make it seem like it's 4 years old. Fine.
Yeah.
There's an album on his Facebook. His Facebook or his Instagram, I'm not sure. There's an album, a photo album from, I believe, 2012 or 2014. When I find the article, I'll link it in the show notes so you guys can see for yourself, that says The Making of Bob. It's entitled The, you know, Bob, or The Making of Bob, and it's behind the scenes stills of them making their movie, of making Bob, years before apparently Suresh Kundar was writing it, Suresh Kundar was shooting it, or doing anything else with it. So it's these things, and again, and the thing is, the official response from Suresh Kundar and his team was Manoj Bajpayee, Suresh Kundar, and I believe one of the producers, he didn't really say anything during the press conference. They held a press conference to respond to these allegations by this Nepali filmmaker.
Yeah.
And the press conference, I don't know if you've seen it, Sam, but I saw a clip, and
I haven't seen the
I didn't feel like watching anymore. But the entire press conference, they basically belittle the Nepali filmmaker. That's it.
Really?
They don't directly respond to any of the allegations of the fact that, no, we did not steal this movie. No, they basically, Manoj Bajpayee spends a chunk of time talking about how he's the one that approached Suresh Kundar to write, make a short film for the company, you know, Movies, where the film is now streaming. And they
that doesn't that doesn't negate
It
Kundo
doesn't.
from. Yeah,
Nothing
okay.
negates. And again, they spend a lot of time talking about this, and then they spend a lot of time talking about how Anil Nipone is a wedding photographer. He's a small two-bit person. He has no creativity. Where is this guy coming from? Talking about claiming that we stole it. Just terrible, horrible things belittling a person that is completely irrelevant to the conversation at hand. Which, again, like I said, we'll may never know what the true story is. We may never find out what happened in this incident. But it's just those things that really kind of, it seems like overly defensive. Especially because we talked about before, I mean, I'm not sure which show is going to come out first based on my editing schedule, but another episode of the Spiskin podcast is going to come out soon where we talk about two other movies that were based on a real life incident. And there was a controversy regarding one movie being stalled by the other movie, but the bigger movie made no comment. They had no reaction to the smaller movie accusing them of wrongdoing. And it was because they didn't need to. They were stars, and this other movie was a small independent film being financed, outside of the industry. They had no reason to comment on what they were accusing them of. And this is the David and Goliath story. Besides this kid going onto Facebook and accusing Bollywood A-listers of wrongdoing, who the fuck gives a shit about him? But their reaction, Suresh Kunder and their reaction to this story was so negative and so just blatantly defensive to the point where
That
they're
makes you
tearing this
think.
kid down now that it makes me go, why do you care? Like, your film has A-listers in it. Your A-listers. Like, the movie's getting, by their own admission, the movie's doing so good. And at the end of the day, I don't see any legal action happening with any of this. Bollywood's been stealing movies from Hollywood for years. I just think it's a little sad now that it's happening within the same country with other filmmakers. But again, nothing may come of this. But it's just kind of like, I feel like they fueled their own fire by responding so strongly negative to this.
The fact that they felt the need to call a press conference and invite the media and then make a state, make all these statements
They
is
just
sort
talk shit
of,
about the guy, basically, for like however long it
They
was.
and that's just rude and that's sad. That's my opinion. That they shouldn't be. If you're getting overly defensive, it usually hides a guilty conscience. That's the basic rule of
And that's the
of
other
thumb.
thing too. Like, you've got this tiny little guy from Nepal, and every day he's posting new proof of the fact that he's been working on Bob for a really fucking long time. And he's not doing so in crazy frothing at the mouth, like, look at these things, look at my pictures, oh, I'm so angry. He's not reacting that way when he has every right. I mean, if it's true and someone stole his work, he has every right to be fucking pissed off.
Yeah, he
But
does.
he's every day, he's putting up new pictures, he's putting up storyboards, he's putting up, again, like I said, he has a photo album from, I think, 2011, 2014, showing him and his crew working behind the scenes of Bob. All these things. And then you've got the juggernauts who probably spent more on their movie. I think he said in his Facebook post too that one of the crew boys for Kriti probably got paid more than the entire budget of Bob. Which is believable. I see that happening. And it's like, why do you care what this guy's saying? Like, and not only that, not only that do you care. Sure, I'm sure maybe you can react and be like, okay, whatever, some guy's talking some shit, fuck him. Whatever, our work speaks for itself. But instead, they feel the need to come out and belittle this quote unquote wedding photographer from Nepal. Why? Why do that? It just, to me, it shows a lack of class, basically. Which makes me want to believe the Nepali
And
filmmaker more.
I think the fact that they chose to, that their tactic, their MO was basically to belittle the other filmmaker rather than to actually directly respond to his claims, I find that quite telling almost. I don't know. Like, again, we don't know what the actual truth is. We will probably never know. But
Probably.
I just think it's these sorts of things give away quite a bit, and if they have actually copied, how would they? That's actually one thing I wanted to ask you. How would they have actually even gotten hold of his material. If it was on Vimeo and was, only available to a select few people to view, how would that have happened?
My thing about that was, because Suresh Kunder even says this on his Twitter, right? He says that the video was a private video among friends and family, and I don't even know this guy, so how could I have access to it? But the thing is, if this video was uploaded, again, based on what we've heard so far, if this movie was uploaded in October of 2015, Suresh Kunder didn't start shooting until February of this year, 2016. That's a good, what, 5 months? That's a good 5 months for anyone. I mean, this is India we're talking about, right? And we always talk about how Bollywood's a very small industry. Is it really that far-fetched that someone could have just been like, "Hey, I saw this really cool short movie yesterday, guy. Here's it's an 18-minute movie, Sam. When we review a movies on this show, you and I spend 5 minutes, and we can run down or our hour-long description of the show. We can run down the entire plot of two movies when we do these podcasts. Is it really difficult to think someone might have seen this movie?" Brought it up as dinner conversation to someone else who might have told you like it doesn't seem like a foolproof thing, right? That, oh, it was passport protected. There was no way anyone else in the world could have ever heard or seen this movie. Like, really? That doesn't seem like I watch movies in the theaters and I come home and I narrate the entire fucking thing to my wife for like 15 minutes. From every line and every dialogue to, oh my God, and then Apocalypse did this and it was crazy scary. Like, I tell her fucking everything and she's like, can you stop talking? Like, but I do that, right? Like, and so what's to
Yeah,
say someone can narrate an 18-minute
exactly.
movie to
And
someone
like,
else?
yeah, and then your wife might pass it on to her friend, and then it just gets passed along.
Right. Like, it's not, I don't see why that's a defense for this story because it doesn't make sense to me that it is. It doesn't make it that doesn't make sense to me, especially because there's another article that actually takes screenshots of both movies, and they talk about
Oh, really?
the
Okay.
framing, not of the entire movies, but the beginning. There's these framing shots that show the degrees of the wall of the psychiatrist's office. They show the frames and the angling and the blocking of certain scenes, and they do these screenshots, and even the framing is
Is
very
exactly
similar.
the same.
It's, I mean, the angling is off, but it's still, the shot is degrees on the wall, psychiatrist in her chair or his chair from a lower angle, and then the shot of the character from a profile. Like, it's I understand you can maybe think of the same story, but even the same
Yeah,
shot composition.
that's exactly what I was about to say. Sometimes you may have elements of the story which are similar to another movie. Sometimes there could be, a certain part of the plot which is copied. But to do, to copy the storyline, but also to have shots that are incredibly similar to the other film, that's almost lazy in a sense, isn't it?
It's a
It's
little
almost
arrogant too, though,
lazy.
right? I mean, again, like I said, if he did do it, if this was a copied, which personally I think all signs kind of point to that. With intellectual property, you can never copyright it, you can never trademark it, clearly. So it's really hard to know if this will ever be proven. But I feel like, again, because this kid's putting up, like, they worked on this movie, like they're putting up pictures of them working on this movie from like a year or two ago. And it just doesn't, it doesn't make sense. And if Suresh Kunder and his team are so massive, like if you've been working on this movie from 2000 and, 13 or 3 years as you claim, show us a draft. Show us a timestamp draft. Show us something, like why are you flipping out and trying to ruin the career of this little kid who will not survive this controversy? You will survive this controversy. Next year if you release Joker Part 2, no one's gonna give a shit about what movie you stole or didn't steal.
I mean, he's still going to be photographed with Shah Rukh Khan, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, so like I said, we'll never know what's happening, but
Hey,
yeah.
I just looked at the poster for Bob, and there's a credit at the top left of the poster which says official selection. Apparently it was selected for some film festival.
Okay, yeah, quite possibly. I believe I saw that too, yeah.
So if it's been selected for a film festival, that means that it had probably had a higher visibility than what we are giving it, than what we think it had.
But I wonder if that was, I don't know if that was before or after. Yeah, I see, I don't know about that. See, that no one's ever mentioned anything about that. So That could be a bit of investigative
Yeah, see the
journalism for someone to
resolution
do other than me.
the resolution of the poster isn't high enough for me to make out
Yeah, I
what
can't see
film
either.
festival it was nominated for. But yeah, so if it was selected for a film festival,
Indie
yeah, something
Visuals
Indie Visuals
2016?
2016. Yeah, so
It's like I said, I don't think it's a big stretch of the imagination that someone could have seen this thing and narrated it to somebody else.
But to have very similar framing of
Yeah.
shots, and that's a
And
bit
that
too
clearly
close
shows
to
that someone
comfort.
saw it, right? Like, you can't, I mean, I guess if you're visually inclined, you can narrate frames and shot compositions, but yeah. Anyways, so that's the controversy. That's what I call the Kriti controversy. If you, I will put some of the links to the things we've been the articles we've talked about in the show notes. Any parting thoughts, Sam, on this issue? Anything that, I mean, I think this is a really bad taste in the in the mouth of the industry. One of my biggest concerns with this, and I mentioned this on Twitter as well, is that I find it really upsetting or
That
sad.
no
I
one
haven't
in
decided yet, but it's just that, when a star talks about their favorite cookie in an interview, it makes headlines. Other actors are asked, so and so likes this cookie. What is your favorite cookie? Do you like that cookie as well? And there's all this frivolous shit that people get their opinions on other people or other actors about comments in the industry by other people. This is something which is very detrimental to any film industry. When you've got accusations of plagiarism happening, when one film industry, smaller in scale, can accuse you, the bigger industry, of plagiarism, or someone from that bigger industry of plagiarism, and the reaction is so, being railroaded by everyone else, yet nobody in Bollywood has a comment. Not that I've seen. Again, I don't, like I said, you're more on top of this than I am. I haven't
I
seen
haven't seen
anyone
any comment from anybody,
from anyone
to be
other than the people
honest.
involved.
Well, okay, I do have several thoughts on this. First of all, I don't think plagiarism is taken as seriously as it should be in the Hindi film industry,
Agreed.
mainly because, first of all, and you know this very well,
If it
Shah.
was taken seriously, this podcast wouldn't exist.
Yeah,
So,
exactly. The very basis for this
yeah, I would have
podcast
nothing to
is
remake,
to
to
really
talk
write
about
about.
remakes of Bollywood from other industries. So,
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
thank God that plagiarism isn't taken seriously in Bollywood. Jesus.
No, plagiarism isn't seen as a big deal simply because, first of all, there's this chalta hai attitude. For those that don't know Hindi, that means it's sort of, oh, it'll go. How would loosely translate it,
It's like
it's sort of
whatever.
like it's like whatever.
Yeah.
So whatever is the main mindset of a lot of people in Bollywood. It's sort of like, and you would know this, Shah, because you've been watching Bollywood movies your whole life. But when I was growing up in the 90s, you'd see movies that had casually just copied, elements from English movies. And at that
Yeah.
time, English movies didn't have as high a viewership in India at that time as they do now.
Yeah.
So people wouldn't even recognize those sorts of things. So filmmakers would just sort of put them in, and then even if they were caught out on it, they'd be like, oh, ye sab chalta hai.
Yeah.
That basically means, oh, that, it's okay, it's
Listen,
whatever.
if you want, I mean, it's so common, like I said, and I'm not even joking when I say that this podcast has been founded on that principle of Bollywood plagiarizing movies in the 90s. You want to talk about some really massive movies that were copied from other movies? Remember Shah Rukh Khan's Badshah? Or I think, no, sorry, either Badshah or 1, 2, 4, if you remember. That movie was a combination of Rush Hour and a Johnny Depp movie. Off the top of my head, remember the movie Main Khiladi Tu Anaari with
Yep,
Akshay
that
Kumar and
was.
Saif Ali Khan? That movie was a complete ripoff of a, oh my God, what's his name? Michael J. Fox movie. These are movies in the 90s, Sam. These are obscure movies from the 90s that no one other than me and
And
possibly
then if you
Kathy
go
will
back to
know.
the 80s and
Oh,
70s, there's more.
yeah. It's insane how many
It's
movies there are.
insane.
If not the whole movie, how many premises of Bollywood movies are completely
Oh,
stolen
and
from Hollywood movies?
it's not just restricted to the films themselves. It's restricted. It also covers
songs as well.
Yes, oh
Doesn't
my
it?
God.
Tunes that have been lifted
Fucking,
from
I
like
think
English.
Indian lyrics,
Yeah.
and you're like,
But
oh.
you know why filmmakers and music composers in India so blatantly ripped off English songs and English movies? Because people in India didn't really listen to English songs or watch English movies
Yeah.
that
Well, I
much
mean,
in the
this is,
night.
we're talking about before the advent of like satellite or cable
Yeah, before the
television,
advent of
you know?
satellite TV, I still remember in the early 90s growing up in Delhi and only having Doordarshan really on
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
television.
We had BTV in Bangladesh.
Yeah, exactly.
BTV.
So you can imagine you wouldn't have had that much of a proliferation of
No.
English or Western entertainment, which is why when we watched those films or listened to those songs, we didn't even know they'd been copied.
No. Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah,
Definitely.
I have friends. I had a friend in university who thought that there's this one particular song from a Sunny Deol movie, which is a blatant ripoff of the Lambada song. I don't know the name of the
Yes.
Sunny Deol
I
song.
think I don't remember it either, but I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I
Oh my
remember one
God.
time he came up to me and he's like, "Have you heard this song called Lambada?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Do you know what? They've copied that Sunny Deol song."
Yeah,
He thought it was the
it's
other way around. But anyway,
Bollywood
that's
is so
just
ahead of its time.
yeah. But
Yeah.
anyway, that's just an example of how people in India wouldn't really know that didn't really know that
Yeah.
things were copied. So this attitude crept in into the industry of ha, chalta hai, like whatever, and oh, basically people don't know either. So what's the, there's no harm in copying. And there was
Yeah.
almost an attitude amongst filmmakers that they were actually paying tribute to the original content by copying them.
Yeah, I mean it. Listen, there's a lot of, I mean, the way I see it is, I mean, I the thing that the thing about this incident that specifically kind of gets to me is that I honestly felt with you know UTV, which is you know an option, you know, not you know it's a branch of essentially Disney in India, and then you've got you know a lot of these other big time, you know, there's Fox Star India, which is you know the 20th Century Fox, and essentially all these you know worldwide or American film companies essentially coming into India. I expected that Bollywood would be a lot more careful now of just blatantly ripping off movies of other industries,
Are they?
which is maybe why this year we've had a lot of South Korean film remakes than Hollywood movie remakes, because I guess South Korea isn't wise to it yet.
No.
What are they doing?
No, but you
So
do. Sorry, go on.
no, so I mean, I see we're seeing a lot of official Hollywood remakes, like we've seen like
Yeah,
Brothers, which was
that's what I
Warrior.
was just about to say.
We've seen, you know, Bang Bang, which was, you know, Night and Day. And I think there's some other ones too coming out. Like, I think we talked about The Fault in Our Stars, is going to be another one that is being remade. But, you know, so with that kind of Hollywood presence, or that American, I don't know what you're going to say, Western presence, officially, in an official capacity in the Bollywood film industry, I would think, you know, this whatever attitude would get a little bit like, oh shit, they're watching us. You know what I
Yeah,
mean? Like,
exactly.
I thought people would be a lot more
Especially
careful about it.
with now that you have social media
Right.
and people are more and more but you think people would be more wise about these sorts of things, yeah.
Well, I mean, one thing I will defend Suresh Kunder on is, you know, the poster for Kriti. A lot of people have said, oh, it's ripped off from this other poster from this other Asian film. And Suresh Kunder posted a tweet about the fact that, you know, that concept of the poster is an original concept, you know, with the, you know, eyes, you know, coming through the hand or whatever. The mo biggest one being Doctor Strange did a similar poster this year, the Marvel movie. So that is something that I think is people taking it a little too far. With the you know you're copying everything. So I mean that I will defend Suresh Kunder on, but like I said, this controversy I take it to heart a little bit because I thought we would be kind of beyond that, beyond just blatantly ripping something off. And you know what the fucked up thing is too? If Suresh Kunder really did wanted to remake Bob, and if he really did, if he said this is an awesome story, but this guy did it really wrong. Small actors. No one's gonna fucking watch this piece of shit. I'm gonna use a big actor. I'm gonna use big actresses, and I'm gonna redo this better. if he paid the kid like a couple of lakhs.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if he just bought this story from Anil Nipune for a couple of lakhs, like 10, 20, 50 lakhs, which is going to be like nothing for him, like chump change. Like, you could have just done that. And everything would have been fine.
Exactly.
It wouldn't have hurt you in any way.
Exactly.
And it would have made the life of this small-time filmmaker.
And also, it would have, I don't know, it would have almost, like, enhanced his reputation as a filmmaker
for sure.
as well. Because it would have shown other people that he looks out at international cinema.
Of course. And I mean, the thing is, like, the thing that, like, doesn't make sense is this was a good attempt by Suresh Kunder. But now, we'll never know how much of this was him. And how much of this was somebody else.
Yeah.
Which taints it, right? Which really taints the praise we had for this guy, when we just watched Kriti on its own. So, and that's my thing, too. It's like, it's just hurting him. It's not hurting anyone else. It's hurting you.
Yeah.
The more you do to defend yourself, you're just hurting yourself. Whereas, what was
it?
I mean, even now, even if you realize, even this, let's give everyone the benefit of the doubt. Let's say this was a pure fucking coincidence. Settle it. Settle the matter.
Give him the credit.
Are crazily similar.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck it happened. Our movies are crazy similar, man. Here you go. I will concede the fact that they're very similar.
Yeah.
I'm not going to concede that I ripped you off, but I'm going to concede they're really similar. Why don't you come join me for a press conference or here? Let me pay you. If you think I faulted you, let me just give you some money.
Yeah.
Keep it quiet, sell it out of the media, and just deal with it. End of story. Have him sign a non-disclosure agreement so he doesn't talk to the press and talk shit about Kriti anymore.
Exactly.
Like, simple, right?
Yeah, and let's be objective about this. The fact of the matter is, people are going to forget about this controversy and then move on. That's just what's going to happen. Like you said
before,
we just
gotta wait for Salman to say something terrible again.
No, but this is not going to hurt Shirish that much
of
as it
not.
Is.
No.
It's going to. I don't know too much about the Nepali film industry. Obviously, I don't watch Nepal. I have never seen a Nepali film. But this poor guy. I mean, he sounds quite young as well.
Oh, he's
I
very
think.
Young. Yeah, he looks terribly young.
He's going to get a I don't know. He's going to get a negative image associated with him. And now. It's going to hurt his future chances of being a filmmaker.
If this was Hollywood, if this incident happened in Hollywood, I could say very confidently that the filmmaker for Bob, Anil Nipune, will work in the industry. Someone somewhere will take his side and give him some money to make another movie. But this being India and Bollywood being essentially like the dominating film industry of the country and knowing Suresh Kunder and his connections in the industry, this kid's never going to work or never going to get to, I don't think,
he's
any
never
sort
gonna
of
get
level
to,
of fame or
he's never
gonna
get
as
to,
a filmmaker.
Yeah, he's never going to get to Mumbai and be able to work
of
in the industry.
Not. Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. So.
And, And like I said, Suresh Kunder is still going to be photographed with Shah Rukh Khan and Salman Khan and going to various Eid parties or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, for
so,
sure.
yeah, it is what it is.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's really all we have to say, as if that wasn't enough, about the what I'm calling the Kriti controversy. If you guys want to hear any other thoughts about this, feel free to go onto my website, blankpagebeatdown.com. I did do a write-up on it a couple of days ago. And my review's on there as well. And I believe Sam's got her review of Kriti up on bollybrit.com as well.
Well, it hasn't been published yet, but
hopefully
it will
by
be
by the time
quite...
this is posted.
Yeah, I think it will be.
It will
yeah.
be, yes.
Yeah.
so go check that out now when you're hearing this.
Yeah.
All right, Sam, any parting thoughts before we wrap it up for the night?
I think Bollywood needs to have a better mindset when it comes to borrowing elements. They should be crediting properly give other filmmakers their due, basically.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, again, people have done it, guys. Like, this isn't a...
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like,
it's,
no one cares.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, again, I did an episode, and I will do more episodes on these movies where Ram Gopal Varma credited The Godfather for Sarkar. He credited Lolita for Nishabd. He did these things, and he didn't buy the rights. He didn't seek permission. He said, I want to tell a story that's like this other movie I watched, and he just put it in the fucking credits and said, inspired by this movie and this story. It's not difficult.
It's not.
You don't need to court controversy. So yeah, I completely agree with you, Sam. We need they need to, and more specifically, also writers, and just credit needs to be given where credit's due. So
yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I did not get any sense of your grumpiness at all.
Oh, that's good.
Which I think is a success on your acting skills. Aletta,
well, maybe talking to you cheered me up.
Let's say that, which is
okay.
Rare.
No, it's
and,
true.
And I'm going to say the brandy cheered me up to be able to
okay.
cheer you up. So thank you, St. Remy's.
No, you know I always love coming on your show.
No, and I love it when you do. So let people know where they can get a hold of you and your insightful views on Bollywood that they get glimpses of on this show.
Yeah, of course. So I'm on Twitter, so feel free to add me or just tweet at me, at Lipstick Patrol. And I write for BollyBrit.com. And that's Patrol with an A, not E. There you go.
Petrol?
Petrol.
Petrol.
Lipstick Patrol.
Perfect. All right. So, yeah, definitely give a shout out to Sam on Twitter. She's always on just rambling about Bollywood. And for the more episodes of this show, check out the website, www.blankpagebeatdown.com. This is the Spit Screen Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Google Play Music, or even Stitcher. If you like the show, please leave me a review and rating on any of your desired podcasting platform that you listen on. Subscribe to the website for not only show notes of this podcast, but also just my random ravings about Bollywood and movie reviews and things like that. You can find us on Facebook. Just search facebook.com/blankpagebeatdown. The Twitter handle for the podcast is splitscreen_pod. Me personally on Twitter is @TheShahShahid. Thank you so much once again for listening. My name is Shah Shahid, and this was another episode of the Split Screen Podcast. A quick editor's side note. Since this episode is going up a few weeks after this controversy was on the airwaves. Since this recording, the Suresh Kundar movie Kriti is now back on YouTube. The reason for that is everyone's stating that the YouTube has a mandatory 10 to 15 day holding period when copyright infringement claims are issued. During that time, they try to verify and essentially take off the infringement and put the movie, you know, whatever content back online once they've deemed internally that there is no infringement and things like that. Suresh Kundar online is now touting this as his win over Bob. It definitely does beg the question of what evidence Suresh Kundar showed YouTube that no one else has been privy to, no media outlet, no interviews. None of those things has he's provided, as we discussed in the episode, any sort of concrete proof. So that does beg the question. However, director Anil Newpane, in interviews, has also stated that his movie should also be coming back online soon, as his period of the 10-15 day waiting period is also coming up to an end. So this issue is far from over. Definitely stay tuned to blankpagebeatdown.com for any updates as they come. And make sure you follow us on Twitter, because I'm pretty sure we're going to be talking about this there as well. Thank you so much for listening.